North Dakota State University is going into the FCS Championship game this weekend as the nation's top FCS team. They hope to emerge with an undefeated season and the program's seventh national title under the FCS banner and 15th overall. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this sports and commentary show today. My name is Greg Stewart. The program is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can contribute anytime or learn more at WWIB.com. 6'3", 249-pound junior tight end Ben Ellefson of the Bison is back with me on the show today. So last time, Ben, we talked about the coaching change. Head coach Chris Kleiman, after Saturday's FCS championship, is moving on to Manhattan, Kansas to take the Kansas State job. And once again, NDSU promotes from within. Defensive coordinator Matt Entz is moving into the big office there in Fargo. What do you think that says about your program that they're looking from within again instead of some, you know, flashy outsider?
Right. I think it's something that you have to, from hiring within, you know, they understand the program. I think that's a huge thing. That's kind of something I wanted with the new coach, you know, talking with the athletic director and stuff like that. So you want somebody within that knows the program, knows the players, isn't going to change a lot, because obviously we have a pretty good formula for what's going on here and how to be successful. And so I think that was something really important that we've done in the last couple of years, or last two hires, you know, is keeping it within and just continuing our success that way.
Yeah. So you play Eastern Washington in the championship game. I think that's the program with that red carpet out there. They're a solid program, always in the postseason talk about EWU.
Yeah, you know, I think the last time we played them in playoffs or whatever was in 2010. I think it was a quarterfinal game and lost in overtime or something like that. So I was still in high school at the time. But, you know, I think they're a physical team. And offensively, I think they can throw the ball around. They're good at running the ball. And then defensively, they're going to throw different looks at you. And so it's just being able to prepare for those things ahead of time. And I think we got pretty good game plans. I know our coaching staff is going to be locked in, and our players are going to be locked in. I think we'll be able to do what we do and just focus on what we can control, and that's just ourselves, basically. So
yeah, this has been a series of games for you guys to get to this point of the FCS championship. The only NCAA division that doesn't have the same kind of format where the teams are seeded and you have to run the gauntlet here is D1 or the FBS division. That would include Clemson and Alabama. They have a committee that selects the final four teams. You think it might be a good idea from your perspective that FBS would go to that same kind of format? You think that's better?
I do. I find a lot more enjoyment in the way that we do things, you know, with the big bracket type thing. You know, you have one winner. There's no debate about who went undefeated and who should have been the national champion, you know, things like that. And so I think there's positives, there's pros and cons to both. But I think that the way we do it at our level is the best way, I guess. Just means it's more meaningful, I think, when you can win championships, you know, outright. And so, yeah, I guess so.
All right, number 82 from NDSU, Ben Ellefson, the tight end for the North Dakota State Bison football team that's playing in the FCS championship game this weekend, is on the phone with me. And you are a follower of Jesus, Ben. You've given your life to him. Can you share your story about that?
Yeah, I grew up in a pretty Christian home. You know, my mom, she does praise band. She plays organ, very musically gifted. And my dad served on the board of elders. So I've grown up in a Christian home all my life. And so I've always had a relationship with Jesus, you know, and kind of with that, there's obviously ups and downs along the way, you know. And so being able to use my sport, I think, has been a huge thing for me in my faith, just being able to wear my faith on my sleeve, using opportunities to be out in the community, especially at the college level, just helping and impacting people, whether they're kids in the hospital or just volunteering at different things, you know. has been a really impactful thing, and just something that I've been able to do along my journey.
So you're doing some great stuff off the field to meet people's needs and to love on them. But how about at the Fargo Dome? I mean, how does Jesus in your life impact the way you play the game?
Right. You know, for me, it's understanding and knowing that my purpose is a lot bigger than just a football game or just practicing, you know, knowing that I have a eternal purpose and I can help impact guys on my team that to have that same, you know, eternal purpose. And so that's really something that's pretty special, is when you invite guys that normally don't go to Bible study or go to FCA, and they come and they're asking questions and things like that, and they're showing interest. That's really something that's special, and it's just a different feeling, an exciting feeling. And so one of the things that I've done the last couple summers is I camped and I interned at a camp down in the Twin Cities. It's called the Ultimate Training Camp, and they teach you five principles about being a Christian and what a Christian is, what a Christian athlete is like on the field. And so they throw you through some rigorous training things, and you learn some principles or whatever. But just being able to take those back and share them with my teammates and things like that, I think has helped me grow quite a bit in my faith.
Yeah, it's great. I talk to a lot of student athletes whose lives have been changed because of that Ultimate Training Camp. Good stuff. Ben Ellefson, the tight end with North Dakota State in the FCS championship game on Saturday down in Frisco, Texas. Ben, thank you for coming back on Sports and Commentary today and talking football and faith. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate it.